Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is, planning ahead is the major habit of all highly effective people. Question: do you know what are the subset goals that will form the steps towards your next major achievement? The atomic theory tells us that all big things are composed of a vast number of small things, and therefore your elephant-sized goals are within your reach. That is a truly inspiring thought. All your goals are within your reach. Your goals are within your reach provided that they are logically possible, i.e., your goals don't violate any of the laws of nature. We presuppose that you are not a god and therefore cannot perform miracles. So all your goals are within your reach provided that you are willing to evolve a method that's capable of achieving the goal and put in the necessary effort to turn the theory into practice. So now you are ready to take your long-range goal and begin to analyze it into its component parts. Do you remember what analysis means? Analysis is the mental act of breaking down ideas into their smaller constituent parts. You need to break down your giant elephant-sized goals into smaller cellular parts so that you can understand all that is required from you to achieve the goal. And you can begin to target your efforts onto smaller, easier, more manageable subset goals. The way to do that is to do it on paper. In order to analyze anything, you need to memorize the following magic question. Quote, what are the major subset categories of this? You apply this question to your major goal and write down the answers. When you have the first level subdivisions of your major goal, you can reapply the same question to each of the subset categories. What are the major subset categories of this? And again, you write down the answers. When you finish, you will have the second level and the first level subdivisions of your major goal. And then you reapply the same question to each of the subset categories. What are the major subset categories of this? And again, you write down the answers. And when you have finished, you will have the third level, the second level, and the first level subdivision of your major goal. And again, you write down the answers. When you have finished, you will have the third level, the second level, and the first level subdivision of your major goal. Can you see that, theoretically, you could, on to infinity, keep doing that, and finish with a vast number of tiny subatomic-sized goals, when combined together, form a description of the major goal. But in reality, you don't keep analyzing forever. If you did keep analyzing forever, you would spend your whole life in the planning stage. In reality, you don't keep analyzing forever because if you did, you would never swing into action and you would never actually do anything about the goals you've always dreamed of achieving. Warning, many people do fall into this trap. What trap? The trap of analyzing forever, i.e. spending their whole life in the planning stage, never swinging into action, and therefore never actually doing anything about the goals they've always dreamed of. And the name of this trap is paralysis by analysis. Analysis is a means to an end. Analysis is not an end in itself. Analysis of the major goal is the first step to achieving the major goal. There are various ways to do your analysis of the major goal. 1. On paper, in the normal note-taking fashion. 2. As a mind map. 3. As a grid. On paper, in the normal note-taking fashion. With this method, you simply take an A4 pad or a computer and start writing out your thoughts that will flood in whenever you ask yourself the magic question, what are the major subset categories of this? You can ask the question of anything and it will trigger significant information. Example, suppose you set your goal to get in great physical shape. You ask, what are the major subset categories of getting into great physical shape? My answers: 1. Exercise. 2. Diet. 3. Rest and recuperation. 4. Mindset. Then you would take the first term, exercise, and reiterate the same magic question. What are the major subset categories of exercise? My answer: aerobic endurance, anaerobic strength, flexibility. Then you would take the first term, aerobic exercise, and reiterate the same magic question. What are the major subset categories of this aerobic exercise? My answer, running, swimming, cycling. At this point, I would stop because I don't need to break down what I mean by running. But you could break it down further if you wanted to. What are the major subset categories of this running? And my answer would be short distance sprints, middle distance, and long distance running. You could keep going on for as long as you want, becoming ever more refined in your conception. By the time you had done the same thing for all of the subsets, can you see that you would have a mass of information and ideas from which to draw your initial plan of action? Mind mapping. Because there is so much information generated by reiterating the magic question, what are the subset categories of this? I prefer to do my analysis as a mind map spider diagram. I prefer to see it as a schematic line drawing, and I use a computer program to do the diagramming of my analysis. You may prefer to use mind mapping method to organize your thoughts and to keep them in categories and subcategories and sub-subcategories. A mind map is a very visual method of representing structured information. Use a grid. An alternative way of representing your analysis is to use grids. You could use Excel. Start with the major goal and ask the magic question. What are the major subset categories of this? You use Excel to record the first level analysis subdivision, and then for each subdivision, you reiterate the question, what are the major subset categories of this? With each level, you find yourself confronted by ever more numerous cells, each cell making up one part of your elephant-sized goal. In brief, here are the steps again. Name your long-range inspiring elephant-sized goal. For example, make a manned mission to Mars, or start your own business, or get into great physical shape. Next, analyze your goal down into its component parts by reiterating the same question over and over again, and record your answers until you feel that you have sufficient detail to derive your first specific plan of action. The magic question you must memorize and use is, what are the major subset categories of this? There are various ways to do your analysis of the major goal, on paper in a normal note-taking fashion, as a mind map, and as a grid. Later on today, try it for yourself and see what happens. Thank you.